All right, coming up, everything you need to know about the A-list celebrity power couple who had a baby months ago and kept it a secret. Nobody found out. So impressive, especially in Hollywood. We'll get to that in just a second. First, The Voice has a new coach for next season. It is the one and only Nick Jonas.
I know you're a big Voice fan. Are you excited about this selection?
I'm a big fan of The Voice. I'm a big fan of Nick Jonas. I think it's going to be interesting. You really get to learn their personalities when they're in this environment, unlike anywhere else, like any other interview. So John Legend is still going to be on the show when he's there as well. They both seem kind of similar, like quiet, talented, and
reserved,
hot.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious to see how he sort of flourishes on that show. Now, he made the announcement and the other coaches welcomed him to the team on Ellen yesterday.
Okay. Nick Jonas, how you doing, buddy? I heard that you're going to be a new coach on The Voice. I'm going to have to look through the rules because this is my TV show. I'm not sure that you're even old enough to be a coach on The Voice.
Hey, what's up, Nick? Kelly here. I just wanted to say congratulations. I do definitely feel like the two Texans should maybe team up and form an alliance. I'm just saying.
Nick Jonas is John Legend. Our mission is to destroy Blake Shelton.
All right, moving on. Jennifer Lopez recently caused a ruckus on a UK television show that she appeared on. You don't expect this kind of behavior from J-Lo. Like, I think Mariah Carey I think of this.
How bad was this?
She threw the show into chaos when her team insisted that she was given a cookie when she arrived, which needed to be warmed to a very specific temperature.
What?
The host of the show actually spoke about this chaotic incident.
One secret that J-Lo didn't mention was her love of milk and cookies.
Yeah, more specifically, a cookie warmed to the perfect temperature with a glass of full-fat milk, cold.
So that's what J-Lo's team insisted we had waiting for her upon her arrival, and there was quite a commotion when they worried that the cookie wasn't quite the right temperature.
Wow. Quite honestly, the very first thing I thought was J-Lo eats cookies, because she's the type of person who doesn't take a sip of alcohol for years and years at a time.
Could be keto cookies.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's why they had to be warmed up.
There you go.
Otherwise, they'd be hard as a rock.
It all makes sense now.
All right, moving on. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are parents again.
Oh, nice. Since when?
This summer. There were reports. US Weekly is confirming that they gave birth earlier this summer. They've always been the type of people who wanted to have their kids live a normal life. Mm-hmm. They said, we want them to have the same normal life we had. We don't want to rob them of that because we'd feel really selfish if we did. They already have two little girls, Inez, who is 2, and James, who is 4. And basically, that's all we know about the current baby is that they had it. The baby's here.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing what people did before Facebook. They're just, being parents, living regular lives. They have a kid and they don't have to tell the world.
It really makes you think, though, about all the celebrities who complain about having no privacy because the tabloids are all over them. And then when you see a couple like this be able to go through a pregnancy,
it's possible.
We knew she was pregnant in May, but go through the pregnancy and then give birth without anybody knowing. I'm like, are you really putting in enough effort to keep your stuff private?
Good point.
Yeah. All right. It's Nikki. That's your biz. And coming up, we would love for you to beat Sam with Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Who's on an incredible winning streak, may I add.
Calm down. All right.
We've got your chance to win $100 to spend at Jean Coutu thanks to Cold Drops. We'll throw in a gift bag as well, all right? We're going to play coming up in 6 minutes. We've got the latest from Andy Grammer on the way and Lucenzo right now on the Beat 92.5. It's a sunny Tuesday morning.